Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco, welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Are you ready to know your whole self and live a more authentic, non-resistant, joyful life? Are you ready to be acknowledged and welcomed home? Join A Space of Allowing Radio for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. Here is your host, Coach Nancy Coco.
Well, hello, hello, everyone, and welcome to our Space of Allowing. I'm Coach Nancy, and I have to tell you how excited I am for this hour with all of you today. Thank you so much for tuning in and giving yourself this gift of a space of allowing. I'm especially feeling excited inside today because I think we're really expanding into what the vision of the show is meant to be, and that is to be in communion with people who are finding spaces of allowing within themselves, within their own world of work, and really celebrating and exploring what it means to radically allow. And so I'd love to introduce you all to my guest for today, my friend and fellow coach, Carmen Marshall, who's going to join us in this space of what we're calling radical allowing. And so I invite you all to sit back, grab some paper and pen if you want to make some notes as we go through this time, and really ease into giving yourself this hour to allow. And so by way of introducing Carmen, I'd like to just give you a little sampler of her background and why she's with me today, and then really give her a chance to say how we find ourselves together on this journey. So I met Carmen about 2 years ago when she and I became companions on a journey toward coach training. And we both participated in the Coaching for Transformation program through an organization that's called Leadership That Works. But Carmen had already been a trainer and facilitator, a consultant, a management consultant for over 20 years, a leader and executive both in the nonprofit and corporate sectors. Carmen is a transformational coach who really is someone who's skilled at using her intuition and spirit and soul to bring some very unlikely insights using her intuition to learning spaces. And also, I've had the really unique pleasure of participating in one of Carmen's retreats. She's a powerful speaker and really has shared with us a year of Plan A, not only in a blog that you can follow on a weekly basis, but also she's the author of Back to Basics, Trust, Transparency, and the Board, and also a book entitled 40 Days of Delight, A Prayer and Fasting Calendar and Journal. And we welcome all of Carmen into this space today. Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi, Nancy. I am so excited and can't wait to see what unfolds in our time together. Thank you for having me.
I love it. I can't help but smile and just feel the excitement of this space of allowing. So, you know, from your perspective, share, if you would, a little bit about your journey and then why we came to call this show Radical Allowing, because I really wanted to lean into that title since it seemed to really stir both of us to want to talk about our lives.
Wow. Well, where do I begin?
have an hour. Take your time.
Oh, wow. We were just talking about, you and I were talking about just just kind of what was going on with us, you know, at this stage and season of our lives. And you just began to talk, and I began to write, unbeknownst to you. You just began to share from your spirit all of the things that were just kind of stirring around, and I began to jot some of them down. And I don't know if you were, you in fact were allowing, in fact giving yourself the space to allow yourself, your true self, to really come through. And some of the things that you said in that time that you were just kind of free flowing was that a space of, you began to describe what a space of allowing really is. And one of the things you said was a space of allowing allows your voice to come through, your dreams to come through. You allow yourself to hear. You allow yourself to co-create and to witness what's happening around you. You allow yourself to listen to your insides and draw and glean from the outside. I mean, you just begin to flow, and you said it's a gallery of just beautiful, beautiful expression. And then at the end, you said, you just kind of blurted out with this joyous sort of refrain. It's a space of radically allowing yourself to come through. And it's that's true. How we got to this point, you know? Yeah.
So what stirred inside you when you heard me say those things? And P.S., thank you so much for being my friend and for capturing some of that, because sometimes, you know, you're in the zone and something flows through you, and then you think like, well, what did I say? I mean, spirit just came and moved through me, and I said those things and I didn't capture them. So what stirs in you when you think about radically allowing at this season of your life?
Yeah, well, you know, a lot of us want a recipe for success, or a recipe for successfully doing whatever it is we want to do next, a recipe to accomplish our dreams. But we don't like all of the ingredients that necessarily go into that recipe. And one of the ingredients, I believe, of transformation, because that's what you and I kind of like, our lives sort of focus on that. And we read and study a lot about transformation. But one of the ingredients, if you will, of really experiencing transformation or success at any level is gross vulnerability. Mm. And you said radically allow. That really stirred me, because if you really want to experience transformation, part of it is experiencing a gross vulnerability. Where you are not necessarily able to protect yourself from the ugliness of transformation that may be the stage you might be in, where you don't look like everybody else, you're not feeling too much, you know, like everybody else, it's not neat and clean. And while you're developing, you may not feel like you are able to do what success would demand. And so part of, when you said radically allowing, it just made me think about that season of transformation where you just feel really raw and exposed, and that the slightest touch by human hands could win, or the elements could do some serious damage or create great exposure. And that's what came up for me. So I don't want to take over your show, but that's what was stirred.
I'm feeling into my last year of renaissance and reinvention that I went through, and how it did sort of feel like I retreated a little bit till I could figure things out. You know, how I sort of pulled back into myself to kind of just listen. more. I had to get my life to be quiet a little bit. And to almost, as you're saying, that recipe was no longer working for me. Mm-hmm. You know, that 9 to 5 or that 7 to 7, mm-hmm. as it had become, you know, there was some comfort in that recipe, but I lost taste for it. You know, mm-hmm. it wasn't a satisfying meal anymore. Whatever I was cooking up with that recipe was no longer serving me. And so I had to kind of take that apart and I had to cook up something new where I didn't necessarily have the cookbook. I didn't really know where I was going to be going next. And it felt like I could get it wrong mm-hmm, mm-hmm. quite a lot. Mm-hmm. And so I kept to myself a little bit. And then when this invitation to do this radio show came out, something stirred in me. Like I knew I wanted to say yes. Mm-hmm. And I knew that it meant exposure mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. attempt out loud and missteps maybe, or just different iterations of it, you know, not necessarily getting something wrong, but perhaps just not having the kind of control mm-hmm. that maybe I was previously comfortable with. Mm-hmm. You know, like I knew the way other things were going to go, but I couldn't envision how this was going to go. Even this conversation, mm-hmm. although I sort of had you on my little wish list of, I hope Carmen wants to talk to me because I admire you and your work so much. Uh-oh. I wasn't really, I kind of had to like tentatively step out there. And you and I talked about Brené Brown's work where she talks about seeing a counselor because she's like a turtle without a shell mm-hmm. in a briar patch.
Right.
And how do you live in the briar patch without a shell? She wanted a shell. She asked mm-hmm. her counselor, can you get me a shell? You know, how do I get myself a shell? And the counselor instead said, why don't you just get out of the briar patch?
Right. Right. And see, you know, the reality is that we really can't avoid forward movement. We can live in the past, but if you keep living, you know, you can live in the past in your mind, but if you keep living, you're going to end up in 2018 and 2019. And so you can continue to live in your head in the 1950s and the 60s and so on, but you're going to be dragged forward. And you won't necessarily enjoy your life because you won't let go. But forward is the only option, really, right?
That's what we should have called the show. Forward is the only option. So yeah. Where has that, at different times in your life, where has that kind of caught you? Have you ever pressed pause? Have you ever gotten to a place where even though you know forward is the only option, that maybe it's been a challenge for you?
Yeah. Sometimes when you're stuck in that place of indecision, you know, you can be, you can find yourself stuck. And I've been there, you know, like, do I go left or do I go right? You know, but what if I do nothing? I'm still going to be dragged forward. Right? Mm. And so in my case, I love to just pray. I ask God, what should I do? And once I release that question to him, then I start walking. Right.
Beautiful. Okay. Yeah. So I think we'll just rest there in the first segment of this time and look forward to exploring a little bit further about taking that walk together when we return after break. Thanks, everybody, for being with us on A Space of Allowing.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or
download? Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Defining success and putting minds to work. With the Higher Learners Career and Leadership Series, Rudy Racine will help you craft your personal definition of success, offering support and guidance as you move forward towards your goals. Take the leap. With the right mix of focus and motivation, anything can be achieved. Tune in every first and third Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 Eastern, and for more information on Rudy Racine and Higher Learners, visit Rudy's site at higherlearners.com. That's H-I-R-E learners.com.
Hey, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you for being with us in this space of allowing with me, Coach Nancy, and also with my guest, friend and fellow coach, Carmen Marshall. I want to just mention before we dive back into the subject that we were sort of tapping into at the end of segment one, just a couple of upcoming events. If you want to connect with me and you happen to be in the eastern part of the United States and I'm in Pennsylvania, I have an event that's coming up that I'm offering a breakfast keynote for, and it's called Evolve Her Education Workshop for Women Entrepreneurs. That is Thursday, September 13. You can find details on Facebook at Nancy Coco Coaching and on my website at nancycococoaching.com. I'm also excited to mention that this space of allowing concept manifests as a retreat too, where we have an opportunity to be together in a really rustic and wonderfully allowing space. That space of allowing women's retreat is going to be happening the first weekend of October, 5, 6, and 7 in 2018. And that also is available with details on the website and on my Facebook page. And I'm happy to say that Carmen has agreed to join us at this year's retreat. So welcome back, Carmen. And we were starting to sort of point into this idea of taking a trust walk and really being vulnerable in those moments of radical allowing. So let's take that walk together. Where does that lead us? What are you thinking about that?
Well, you know, you mentioned earlier not always knowing, you know, where you're going or being concerned that you might make a mistake or a misstep.
Big time.
But yeah, but really, that's all part of walking by faith, right? That you can't always see it. And in fact, if you see it all, that's not faith anyway. And you know, I was sharing with you that in my case, you know, I turn to prayer and I ask God for direction and wisdom. And then I just start walking, trusting that he's heard me and going to answer. And so part of this recipe of success, just to go back to that, is how much you're willing to trust, how much you're willing to risk making missteps, knowing that really you're being kept along this journey. And the other piece of it is how much you're willing to pivot and adjust to things as they come up along the journey, right?
I'm kind of feeling myself as you're talking. I always sort of notice how it feels to take in what you're saying. And I'm sure that our listeners are doing the same kind of thing, just trying this on and feeling it inside. Mm-hmm. And I notice myself kind of toggling back and forth between my human self, my body, my physical self, mm-hmm. and my eternal self, my connection to spirit, to God. And the difference is in how I feel and how I move through my world when I think, when I kid myself into thinking I have control and I can manage and I can chart my own course. And when I surrender that kind of control and allow spirit to really guide me. Even this space of allowing was a concept that came through me. It wasn't something that I sat down and tried to create out of myself. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really essential.
It is. And you know, the Holy Spirit is, you can trust the Holy Spirit. And see, we live in an age of distraction, mm-hmm. right? An age where interruptions and disturbance and extreme agitation are part of the way we live. And so we need the ability to be able to come back to that space of calm and peace and focus, right? And keep moving forward. And that's what I rely on the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, to do for me. You know, that we can't avoid the distraction, the disturbance, the agitation, the interference, because success, I mean, true success in any sense, whether it's success in marriage, success in your relationship, success in your business, whatever it is, requires your full, undivided attention. Right. If you want to have a successful relationship, it requires your full attention. Well, that's antithetical to distraction.
Yeah, right? It's true. It's like leaving the pot on the stove, you know, and then it boils over or exactly. It never cooks because I take my eyes off it. Right. Or exactly. I take my eyes off the road and suddenly I'm on the shoulder. Yeah. So how do we get to a place where, you know, as people are listening in and as you and I coach with one another and we coach others, how do we know that we're at a place where something is calling us to radical acceptance?
Well, there can be a number of indicators. Look at your surroundings. You know, do you have boxes and papers all over the place? I tend to start getting really messy. Oh.
you know? Wait, so you're saying the messiness is actually an indicator that something's ready to shift and be born?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's very cool. Okay, so let me just spend a second celebrating that, because that's allowing, okay? Because usually what happens if my desk gets messy, I get hard on myself. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to clean this up. When really, if I just allow what is the present state and I look at it with wonder, and this is last week's show, I look at it with wonder and curiosity, what's it telling me? Well, it's telling me I'm stirring. I'm ready for something else. I'm that's not contained any longer. Mm-hmm. Ooh, you gave me chills. Okay, what else?
See, that would ordinarily be a place where a lot of us, especially as women, we would go into a place of shame and hiding, right? Absolutely. Because, oh, I can't stay organized. But that's really, you know, an indicator, right? It's like when...
A positive indicator,
right? It becomes negative when we try to deny it, when we become overwhelmed by it, when we, you know, begin to shut down because of it, become agitated and all of that. But when we acknowledge, hey, you know, things are getting, you know, are shifting all around me, right? And allowing ourselves, right, to have that talk with ourselves where we're able to say, okay, what's really going on? Why is it that I'm not able to keep things the way I normally would keep them? And, yeah.
Well, and so you just stir in me another indicator that I have experienced myself. And that is like sometimes, okay, so sometimes we're saying life gets messy mm-hmm. and a lot of stuff shows up. And we can just read that for what it is. It's mm-hmm. transformation wanting to move through us. Another thing that sometimes happens is things end. Mm-hmm. You know, like suddenly there's space in my life. This relationship ended, this mm-hmm. job ended, and it's a little breathtaking. Like, who am I now? Because I don't have those things in my life. Is that sometimes an indicator too that we're making space for something new to come.
It is. It's an indicator, and it's also unavoidable because some things are for a season, and seasons can last a long time or, you know, can be very short. But we have to accept the fact that things come and things go. People leave and people go. Jobs end, relationships end, right? But it isn't the end, but it is an indicator, you know, like the green lights on the dash, you know? Sometimes our bodies give us indicators, right?
Oh, say more about that. How does that show up, do you think?
Well, in different ways. Sometimes it can be an ache or a pain, or sometimes it can be a desire to engage in a new physical activity. Sometimes through fatigue, you know, we need rest. And the light is coming on saying service engine soon, you know? So we need to pay attention to those indicators.
And what I'm really struck with is how the frame around the things that we're talking about today can sometimes be a negative or a shame trigger or something that we retreat and we hide and we lick our wounds because, oh my gosh, this thing has shown up for us. When really what you're inviting us to do is to really celebrate, to notice, and to lean into that thing. Absolutely. That wants to show itself to us. Even the pain that I had in my hands that I ignored for the couple of years that I did was probably inviting me to something new, but I resisted for the longest time. I felt confused. I felt ashamed, and I didn't allow myself to really see it for what it was. It was an invitation to release something.
That's right. It's one grand divine evite. It really is, right?
It's an evite. Okay.
It's an evite, right?
What is your life eviting you to? That really
exactly.
is what we want. Yeah, that's beautiful. So just as we round out this segment, I'm going to invite our listeners to see if they want to jot something down. See if there's anything that their life is eviting them to. That space of allowing wants them to be able to notice in a fresh or new way and actually see as an invitation rather than as a worry or as a shame or as a trouble. And so listeners, welcome to jot that down and go to Facebook at Nancy Coco Coaching if you want to make note of that. And when we return, we're going to talk a little bit about that state of readiness and getting quiet and really then stepping out into that radically allowing space. And we'll be back.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back. I'm Coach Nancy in a space of allowing with my friend and fellow coach, Carmen Marshall. Carmen, welcome back.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
Having a blast with you, Nancy, as always.
I love it. I would love to give you an opportunity to share with our listeners your specific work that you do as a coach and help them to understand how they can contact you. So can you share that information for us?
Yeah, I can be reached through my website, carmencmarshall.com, or you can reach me via email at carmen@carmenlive.com, carmen@carmenlive.com. So carmen@carmenlive.com. And also, I'm doing a weekly blog, The Year of Plan A. And we'll put that information on your website, if that's on your Facebook page, if that's okay.
Perfect. Yes, everybody can come to the Facebook page to share some of your insights. I love when people write to me, and some people are sending me text messages, and some people are asking to coach with me now, because I still, for listeners, I have that free discovery session of coaching. So please do reach out and take advantage of that. And that's a way that we can stay connected between these spaces that we're creating together. Can you talk a little bit about the coaching work that you specifically do, Carmen?
Yes, thank you. I work with I do a lot of executive coaching. So I work with individuals who are looking to bring their to show up fully in their work. And so a lot of what we have to do is overcome the negative messaging that we've received and things that just sort of get in the way and keep us from really stepping out fully into our work or whatever it is we're called to, whether it's work or ministry or business. My coaching practice is based on an ancient saying that says that a man of great wisdom needs someone to help them draw out what's in them. So wisdom is like a well, a deep well, but a man of understanding draws it out. And so that's the premise of my and philosophy of my coaching that I do with individuals.
I'm so glad I asked you that, because it really does point us right back into the conversation we're having today about first noticing a readiness to be radically allowing of what wants to come forth in our lives. And so in the last segment, we talked a little bit about some of the indicators. Maybe there's something that shows up in our body. Maybe there's something that shows up in our lives. Maybe there's something that leaves, and suddenly there's this radical space, almost like a vacuum in our lives, that rather than judging that to be something to fret over, to fear, to hide, actually step into that and say, okay, so what wants to be born next? So once we start to notice some of those signs, what is the next natural step? What's a healthy thing for us to do to allow those signs to manifest in some action, some radical allowing?
Well, one of the things that you mentioned earlier is about getting quiet. Mm-hmm. That's really important, to allow yourself to get in a space of quietness, of calm, where you're not receiving messages from somebody else about what you ought to do, but really allowing yourself to get quiet, where it may mean shutting off technology and television, but where there's no interference, because we have enough to deal with our own internal voices that come up to distract us. But getting quiet is one thing. And then the other thing is to recognize that choice is always present. that you always, no matter what, choice is always present, even when you feel like you don't have a choice.
So I want to push back against those two things you said, because I feel like I hear people in their minds going like, yeah, but mm-hmm. how do I get quiet when I have, you know, four kids running in different directions and I have a job and they have a job and we don't have any time. And even on the weekends, there's laundry to do and there's always something that's drawing my attention. And how can I trust? So I'm going to push back against that and let you tell us more.
Well, see, the reality is we can live 30 to 40 years with that kind of mindset and then look at the results of it. Or we can come into agreement with a more sane person, that is you, that realizes that you need the quiet, right? People, we talk a lot about, you know, between work and life balance and all of that. There's no work and life balance without that congruency that comes from the inside, without coming into agreement with the person that loves you. You know what I mean? When you don't love yourself, when you're in constant disagreement with, you deserve better, you deserve to be loved, you deserve peace and quiet, you deserve to have moments where you can nourish yourself. If you live in constant disagreement with that, then the end of that road is sad and tragic, right? And maybe divorced and a lot of other things. But the reality is that you're worth the fight. So I like it when people push up against it.
I know you do. That's why I wanted to take you there. And in fact, that's why I put the big cat as our symbol for today's show. So because I love that image that you so relate to. Can you take us there?
Yeah, absolutely. I like to tell people we all have to step into our big catness. You know, I mean, there's the kitty cat, the cute cat, the house cat, right? And she has her place. But what I'm inviting people to do is to step into their big catness. You know, a big cat will take a long stretch, wide mouth, open, without being concerned about what other people think about her. And we've got to get to that place where we're really willing to step into that big catness, where you take a hard look at, do I really want this? Do I like this? Does this work for me? You know, is this good for me? Do I want to stay in a relationship that seems to take more than it gives? You know, do I want to stay in a work that leaves me drained and depleted and unsatisfied? Yeah, I might have a few dollars in the bank, but where am I doing this work in 20 years, 10 years? You know, because the reality is that, you know, if you're 20, you might live 60 more years. But if you're 40, are you going to live another 40, 50, 60 years? Mm-hmm. Right? If you're 50, are you going to live another 50 years? So, I believe, need to step into our big catness, where we are open to feeling, kind of bumping up against the status quo and against mindsets that say, oh, but the world just won't allow me, you know, to stop doing laundry for an hour. And I'm saying, you better stop doing laundry for an hour so you don't end up, you know, on the end of a bridge. And so if I could, you know, just to use a different analogy, you know, we're driving a car. I mean, when we have that mindset of, I can't change, I can't make the adjustment, my family demands too much, the world demands too much, my boss demands too much, you know, I'm the person in front of the cars saying, waving my arms, saying, hey, you're driving a car on a road where the bridge is out, right? The bridge is out. You've got your foot on the gas. and you've got your family with you in the back seat, and you're driving as fast and as hard as you can on a road where the bridge is out.
Yeah, I was feeling that. I was totally feeling that. Thank you for that whole metaphor and that whole way of thinking about it, because we just were running on empty sometimes. And we sort of, a part of us, I would submit to you, and I think you and I have talked about this before, a part of us inside us, our wisdom knows that.
Yeah.
There's a part of us that knows that, but it doesn't necessarily privilege that part. Like, we have this intuition about what would be more right, more healthy, more harmonious, more, you know, more love, more everything. And we sort of stuff that because we just have to get through today. We just have to get through today. But up ahead, the bridge is out.
Yeah. You know, but we've got to change our eating habits. We've got to change our work habits. We've got to change our relationship habits. Right. There's a book that I love to refer people to that's called When Pleasing Others is Hurting You. Right. It talks about just that whole codependency and enabling behavior. Right. It's killing us. And yet we won't let go of a relationship.
Mm. Right? Whatever that relationship is.
Whatever it is.
And I keep a relationship with food even, right? All those kinds of ways that our life is crying out for us to radically allow what wants to be born. That's so true. Mm-hmm. And I really felt your power and your work and your voice in this segment. It's beautiful. It's making my heart pound, and I have tears around my eyes. I just want to tell you that, because those are other indicators that when, you know, our listeners are in those spaces of allowing, they're probably, you know, viscerally going to feel themselves responding in these beautiful ways to being unapologetically, radically allowing of what wants to come forth in their lives. And so when we return in the final segment, and now I'm really stirred up, I hate to even go away, but we'll be back. When we return in the final segment, I really want you to keep that energy of your Carmen-ness, your big cat, and share with the listeners what I experienced in your Focused and Fearless retreat, and the ways that once we finally say, okay, this is it, do or die, the bridge is out ahead, what am I going to do instead of trying to plow through? What do I get to do instead? Once we come into agreement with ourselves, what are the next steps that we can really take together? And I can't wait to hear that next segment. We'll be back soon.
Gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher Sarah Luce brings her unique style to the hit show Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Would you like your next chapter to be free from fear and angst?
Tune in to Your Next Chapter Radio, navigating through life's transitions with Shelley Ryan the fourth Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shelley's contagious enthusiasm guides you through life's transitions deliberately, mindfully, and funnily. For Your Next Chapter coaching or to listen, visit YourNextChapterCoaching.com or call 602-617-8351. Next!
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Everyone, and welcome back. Boy, this hour is flying by. The space of radical allowing really is getting us stirred up and helping us to see possibility. And I'm thrilled to have my friend and fellow coach, Carmen Marshall, here with me. Welcome back, Carmen.
Yeah.
And just go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's just been a joy, Nancy, really, to be able to spend this time with you and your listeners.
Yeah, we're just getting started, I feel like. We chat in between a little bit when the commercials are on and thinking of next opportunities where we can share our learnings and our journeys in new ways. So everybody stay tuned. You can find me online at nancycococoaching.com and also on my Facebook page, Nancy Coco Coaching, because we'd love to meet with you in between spaces over there on social media. Know that, please, if you're interested, for listeners today, there is a free coaching discovery session with me. It's a 60-minute session. You could do it by Skype or by phone. And it just gives you an opportunity to take some of the longings of your heart, some of the jottings that you've made during this hour together, some of the things that are stirring up for you, and breathe more life into them in a full hour of having a coach as an ally in that space of radical allowing. And Carmen, how can folks find you online?
They can find me at carmencmarshall.com. And if they're interested in receiving my blog, they can sign up there, or they can send me an email at carmen@carmenlive.com.
Perfect.
carmenlive.com.
And we'll put those things on my Facebook page too. And there's a great picture of you there. And we'll put some of our learnings from this show. We'll go in that space too so we can continue the conversation. So what I would really love to feature in this fourth segment, now that we've opened the doors and windows of our lives and we've let some new light and some fresh air in, and you know, we're starting to notice the things that are stirring within us. I know to tell all our listeners that Carmen has the strength and the wisdom to inspire us to really take grounded next steps. So if we're feeling stirred up, but we're not really sure if this is for us, oh my gosh, I'm a little afraid. Carmen, tell us a couple of the ways that you have of helping us to ground in this agreement and acceptance of what we want to radically allow.
Well, one of the things that will happen when you begin to get quiet and come into agreement with your true self, your healthy self, is that the numbness will begin to fade. Oh. And your feelings will begin to come back. And it may show up in the form of tears, or you'll notice that perhaps you're more sensitive or more open. But all of those are indicators of your feelings beginning to, your true feelings beginning to surface, your healthiness beginning to emerge. And so one of the things that gets us there quickly, and I guess of all the things that I could list, I would say forgiveness plays a really big role.
Wow.
In that. It's so easy. Go ahead.
I love what you're saying. I just want to kind of like take it in so our listeners can move it from their heads to their hearts a little bit, because I like to do this too. You mentioned this notion of numbing, you know, of that even just sort of kind of went over me, the ways that we may numb ourselves to just get through, to just get by, take a shower in the morning, get up, put the clothes on, get out the door, make the commute. And there's this, you know, routine is fine, but if it starts to get to be that we're checked out and we show up at work and we don't even know how we got there, or if we're eating in a certain way, or if we're checking out on our phones in a certain way, just to kind of look with wonder and curiosity about those ways that we might be numbing out. Mm-hmm. And then, go ahead.
Please.
Then I just was curious, genuinely curious about how forgiveness comes in alongside of that.
Well, part of what keeps us stuck is just the baggage that sort of piles up unaddressed in our lives that we just don't deal with. Like you said, we go through the motions. You know, we got bills to pay, kids to raise, you know, things to do, work to do, without ever really attending to our own hearts and the state of our own being. And unforgiveness can be one of those insidious things that sort of just slides in there and just finds a block to live on, where we just hold things. We hold the hurt. We hold the pain of the past. We hold grudges. Resentment begins to build. And before you know it, you've got this whole neighborhood of unforgiveness just kind of lodging there, like a tree that you just get used to seeing all the time. It doesn't bother you that it's there. And yet it undermines your health. It undermines your emotional health, physical health, and your ability, your creativity, and all of it.
Yeah, so the tree becomes, multiple trees becomes a forest, and we just keep going wider and wider out around that to avoid seeing, maybe seeing a way through or seeing a light in the forest. And so what can we do?
And so it numbs us. It numbs us. And so what we can do, number one, is just acknowledge that, you know what, so-and-so hurt me. You know, I'll say, Bob hurt me 20 years ago or 15 years ago or yesterday, you know. But I don't want to be that person to mete out the justice. Sometimes that's what keeps us stuck, our sense of justice. And it's not to minimize any legitimate pain or hurt or suffering that anybody has done. But I'm strictly speaking on behalf of the person that wants to move forward and go on, that in order to experience the agreement with yourself, the fullness of your life, the health and the joy and peace you want to live in, it's important to let go and to forgive, to chop those trees down at the root.
That notion of putting it down, that past story may still, we may still be carrying it around like a set of old encyclopedias. How are we ever going to carry all that stuff around with us? Put it down, put it down.
Right. But beyond the clearing is an abundant life. You know, if we get those trees down, those trees of unforgiveness, those roots of bitterness, we dig all that up, you know, and put it on the ash heap or the trash heap of life, then we can go on. And I'm not saying it's easy, because you need help. Everybody needs help, and there's no shame in needing help. And help can come in the form of a friend, you know, someone you can trust, but just allowing yourself, because you're worth the wait, worth the fight, worth the work that it takes to get to that place of absolute, absolute freedom.
Beautiful. Wow. Wow. So that, I hope, is resonating for everybody as we just take that in, not only into our heads and sort of conceptualize it, but take that into our hearts and allow ourselves to feel that feeling, to have wide open eyes for what is present right in this moment, to not judge it harshly, to not put ourselves down for it, but to allow that to be the absolute truth and to allow that truth to offer us some wisdom about what's next. Yeah.
And, you know, and Nancy, it's important to be able to say and give voice to the pain of it, right?
Yeah.
Not to deny it,
right.
Not to pretend it never happened, not to excuse it or any of that. I mean, we get to feel our feelings. Right. Exactly. And I believe people need to be validated in that. But absolutely. What I'm saying is we may also need help moving on, you know.
Absolutely.
So that we can experience that the greatness that's within, the curiosity and creativity, and even to be able to begin again and love again.
And I'll tell you, I mean, that's what you and others are doing for me. You know, to be in communion with you, to be on the show here with you, I feel already like my molecules are shifting a little bit. And I hope that our listeners are feeling this too by having you give us this glimpse of radical allowing in your own voice, in your own way. And I just want to thank you again, Carmen, for being on the show with me today. And let everybody know again that they can be in touch with you through your website and also through your email, carmen@carmenlive.com. We're just about rounding out our time, so everyone look for us at Nancy Coco Coaching on Facebook. And Carmen, thank you so much for being with us today. See you all again in a space of allowing.
Thank you for listening to A Space of Allowing Radio with Coach Nancy Coco. Welcoming all that wants to be present today. Tune in Thursdays every first and third week at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Coach Nancy helps you find a space of allowing, a unique environment where all beings and all energies are welcome to show themselves and be loved. Join Coach Nancy for some deep allowing to explore what lives at your edges and to bring more of yourself home. For more information or to listen to this show, visit nancycococoaching.com.